It's the radio segment that claims he's been hooking up with Zac Efron.
Oh. Well, I'm jealous.
Apparently,
yeah, for real.
Zac wants to keep it quiet, but the laser wants to go public.
Uh-oh, that's
so,
always the case.
Drama.
Look out for the hot new celebrity couple soon, Lefron. And it's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other porch slugs just don't. His first laser story is out of Florida. Last weekend, a 29-year-old guy named Xavier Blocks ran into a nearby convenience store around midnight. He had a bag over his head and a cucumber in his hand while shouting, "Give me all your money, suckers!"
Sounds like a good Saturday night to me.
The young woman behind the counter attempted to hold in her laugh while asking Xavier if he would like the small amount of money from the till, or she could go in the back and open up the big vault of cash and give him that instead.
Which one is he going to choose?
We all see it's a setup, but he's like, thank you for asking.
Waving the cucumber, Xavier shouted, "Go in the back and get me my riches, sucker."
Yeah.
I like you.
So she did. And then she called police.
I'm sure you didn't realize Alexis thought there was a huge ball in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the panic button's back there.
Yeah. When officers arrived, Xavier pointed the cucumber at them.
Xavier put the cucumber down.
But they didn't flinch. He was arrested and charged with several crimes. Authorities say he'd cut off his ankle monitor earlier in the night before the convenience store incident, and he broke into a friend's house and borrowed his computer to start a GoFundMe.
Busy night.
I mean, and he stole the cucumber while he was at it.
On the description, Xavier put down he needed to raise $4 million to help him flee the country.
So he went to a gas station?
That's a lot. Well, that was his GoFundMe page.
So far, his GoFundMe account has raised $0.
No, that's too bad.
Take that, sucker.
Yeah.
His next laser story is out of San Antonio. Back in 2019, 10-year-old Jaden Carr had a Christmas wish. He told his mom, Nina, all he wanted was to own stock in his favorite store of all time. And that store was GameStop.
Oh, give it to me.
Nerd.
I'm gonna love this story.
Sorry, but come on, you're 10, bro. You don't want stocks. Get out of here.
Nina spent $60 to buy 10 shares of the company's stock. And that was then, and if you've been following the news, GameStop's share price has skyrocketed behind a speculative frenzy driven by a Reddit chat group.
Oh my God, please tell me he sold before the prices fell.
He's like a billionaire now.
So with all that going on, Jaden decided to sell his 10 shares. And instead of getting $60 back, he's walking away with a little more than $3,200.
Dude!
Oh my
okay, God. My brother is 10. Why can't he do this? I'm so upset.
The mother-son investing duo said $2,200 are going to go to Jaden's savings account. And they'd put the other $1,000 toward future investing, a.k.a. let it ride. Come on, Bed Bath & Beyond. See you making a comeback.
Let's go Blockbuster. Let's go Blockbuster.
Here we go. This next laser story is out of Detroit.
Detroit. I speak French. I'll translate.
Yes. A woman named India Gardner got home from work and found porch pirates had hit her house.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
When you see you're at work and it's package delivered and you get home, it's not there.
But instead of stealing a few Amazon packages or UPS boxes, they took something even bigger. Actually, they stole her entire porch.
A real porch pirate!
I mean, how and why?
I hope they were really dressed like pirates too now.
They're just sailing the porch away?
I think this is how we do it! Oh, grab the bow!
God, you're always so literal, Rob. You weren't supposed to steal the actual porch.
They took everything, including her green wooden stairs, the metal railings, and the small porch that had been in front of her house.
Oh my
God! No one stopped them?
Everything was completely missing, and none of her neighbors saw a thing, even though it all went down in broad daylight.
Wow.
I mean, if you saw it, you would just think, oh, she's getting work done on her house.
Totally agree.
So what will she do next? India says she's filing a police report to try and find her lost porch. So if you do see it around your area, you're encouraged to please call the authorities.
She's just walking neighborhood to neighborhood looking for her green
just
stairs.
In traffic, red light, you look to your left and there's a porch in someone's trunk.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's the missing one.
This next laser story is out of mom headquarters.
yay, Brooke.
After almost a year of lockdowns and no school, I guess it's not shocking that this is what moms want the most right now.
Okay.
A new Valentine's Day poll found the number one thing moms want this year is for everyone to just leave them alone.
Can you back that up, Brooke?
Isn't true.
I mean, the thing is, I get to come to work, which is really,
like, a blessing.
It is, but I haven't had alone time. I can't remember the last time, besides driving to and from work, that I was actually alone.
Oh, like by yourself?
I can't imagine. Well,
that's right. Me time is the most popular gift that moms want.
Oh, my God.
Yes! How sad is that? You're like, honey, happy Valentine's Day. Yep. Me and the kids are packing up and we're leaving. Yeah. Oh my God, thank you so much.
I mean, it is my husband's year to plan Valentine's Day because we switch off on. Maybe I should hope that he's listening.
And according to moms, you might want to make it a multi-day thing. Because
really?
A single afternoon to themselves probably won't be enough.
Oh my God.
You're right.
Other results from the survey. The average mom would love to get at least 13 hours of me time a week. But that rarely ever happens.
Oh,
that's like impossible. I mean, I can't even go to the gym right now. I'm working out at home, and my kids get on top of me, like when I'm doing push-ups.
Just
leave me alone. Stop touching me.
I can't imagine. Nope.
A third of moms say they'd be willing to give up their phone for a month to get more time to themselves.
Oh, they'll contact you if you have your phone, Alexis. You gotta go off the grid for this stuff.
Over half have even set reminders on their phone or their calendars just to force the issue and make sure they get in their me time.
Wow, it is important.
But what are you supposed to do with 13 hours of me time?
Worry about your kids?
Oh, well, this is an idea.
Definitely.
Wow.
You can do this for 13 hours, and that'll definitely make you miss your kids again.
That is some stamina.
Yeah.
13 hours, huh?
Get a new kid to take up your time.
Okay.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.